Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Quirky House of Mama Shar, Quirky World of Mama Shar. Anyway, today's guest is another speaker for the Be Great Conference that is going to be in Seattle, October 23rd through the 25th. You need information on that conference. It's got some fantastic people lined up. It'll be speakers from all over the United States coming together in Seattle, and their topics are all on alignment. So it's awesome. And today's speaker is my guest is one of the speakers at Be Great. And if you wanted more information, you can find it at begreatcon.com, and that's BEGREATCON.com. So without further ado, I'm going to get to our guest today. Our guest is Alexis Pierce, and Alexis is an award-winning strategist, spiritual cheerleader, and master yogi. She helps you align with and own your awesome so that you have the confidence, focus, and direction you need to be you in life and business. In business, that means getting you crystal clear on your message so that you know on a deep level what you actually do, why, and for whom. In life, that means embodying the woman you know you are meant to be, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Alexis also writes a daily blog and hosts a weekly Wisdom Wednesday podcast available on iTunes. Are you with me, baby girl?
I am. Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yay, yay. Yay, yay. Well, I want you to know, life strategist, I haven't heard that term recently or if ever, so I had to go, and it's like I looked up the definition of strategy, and according to an online dictionary, strategy is defined as a particular long-term plan for success. Now, taking that definition and your title as life strategist, spiritual cheerleader, and yogi, is this a mind, body, and soul kind of marriage made in heaven that you've come up with?
Gosh, I like to think so. and, you know, it's funny because I think that is the definition of strategy. It is a long-term plan for success, and where many of us get confused is we think about strategy as the implementation itself. So we look around and we're like, yeah, but I could do this, or I could do this, or I could do this. But strategy is actually the visioning piece. And so in some ways, I actually view myself kind of as a closet efficiency freak. I want to get right to the heart of the issue and then focus on that. So I want to know, what does your soul really want here? How does your body really want to feel? What are you really here to achieve? Like, I want to go right to that level. My friends must just love when I come out for coffee because I want to go right into there. And that's really where the strategy comes in. So if you have this big vision in your life, but you're focused on sort of the tactics of how to achieve it, then we can get stuck in that level. So we can be spending all of our time thinking about the how of doing it instead of focusing on what we actually want. So we really want to make sure that in my view, that we align our activities and our beliefs and our habits to help create that much bigger vision. And it's the same with yoga. You know, how do we want to, and then let's work on getting using the practices and the tools that we have to help ourselves feel that way in mind and body, or mind and body, and also the emotions. So really, it's just that we have phases in our lives. We have a phase of planning, we have a phase of doing, and we have a phase of being. And all of those show up in our lives every single day. But when we can align those three phases with an intention, and when we can hold that intention of what we want to create and use our imaginations to guide us towards a bigger vision, then we can bring a huge amount of power to all of those things that we do and think and then eventually become. So, yeah, I think it's a match made in heaven.
I have to agree, and I am just like you. I want to know, I'm the why person, right, in our group, and I have one friend who tells me constantly, do not psychoanalyze me. But that's just, that's my curiosity. I want to know what the root is. Tell me, don't give me an excuse, give me a reason. And that's why I was so impressed when I went on LinkedIn, your account. It's obvious you have a strong passion to change the mindset, even as young as 13. So you want them to learn how to live their purpose, as quoted in the Huffington Post. So where does all this passion stem?
Great question. Thank you. And actually giving an answer to this question will really give people or give you some insight into, I believe that each of us has on a soul level a vision for how the world works. And that vision shows up and we start to get some clarity on it at those times when we go, hey, that's not fair. Life doesn't have to be like this. You know, something really hurtful happens. Something confusing happens. And we go, I don't want this. I don't like this. And that's your soul saying, I know that the world doesn't have to be like this. I carry a different vision for what's true. And so what I help people do and what I did with myself is get in touch with what that vision is. And for me, that vision was always a world without violence. So I was very focused on peace. And that led me into my government career where I started in small weapons and light arms destruction, and then I moved into international crisis response and creating these massive strategic planning frameworks to help countries recover from crisis or in some cases prevent crisis. And then I look at it and I'm thinking, this is all outer peace. Where's the inner peace part? Because I don't think that the outer peace is actually getting at what I really want, which is that individual inspiration, that individual feeling of contentment and peacefulness. It's just sort of it's an external struggle. And that's when I turned to yoga and meditation and really started exploring inner peace. And what I realized is that behind violence, behind the grasping and the fear and the need to control that underlies violence, to not have that there, to have peace instead, people would really have to feel like they're enough so that they wouldn't grasp, they wouldn't greed, they wouldn't be jealous. They'd really have to know on every level that they're enough. So that led me into this sort of revolution of self-love and acceptance. Like, how can I help people feel like they're enough? How can I help kids? When I look at children, as my sister and brother have children, and I look at them and I say, oh, I just want you to hold on to the belief that you're perfect and that there's nothing wrong with you. Like, hold on to that feeling and everything will be okay. And that's my soul expressing, from my view at least, my soul expressing its priority. Like, just you are enough. Hold on to that. And that will create the feeling of confidence and ability to move through the world in at least an internally aligned and peaceful way. So that led me on a big journey that showed up in all sorts of different ways, from yoga to government to the work that I do now and working with teens. And it's been fantastic, but it's the expression of my soul. And I think everybody has an expression of theirs that can come out in any number of different ways. And we just need to figure out what it is so that we can see that all the ties that connect the sort of different activities that we have going on in our lives and see actually they're all in the same theme. They're all working on the same issue. So let's be clear about that so that we can consciously create that soul vision in our lives.
And I tell you how honorable that is that you're working with teens to get this message across, because that's the time it needs to start. I mean, it needs to start at home much sooner than that, but that's an ideal world. Not all parents grasp that concept. Plus, not all parents have the time, you know, take the time to do it. So I applaud you for doing this, you know, on that level as well, as including not just those old people, but the youth and our future for tomorrow. You know, so I know that you're going to be at Be Great Conference, October 23rd, 25th in Seattle. And your talk is Aligning for Success, How to Strategically Live Your Purpose. Now, to me, this sounds like a live your dream or you'll be helping someone else live theirs. And I'm curious to see, yes or no, there's no right or wrong answer. I want to know where you're coming from, and could you give us just a little tidbit of what the conference attendees can expect from your talk?
Yeah. Oh, I love that you put that out there, because you never know what you say sits with other people. So that's really good to know. That's really curious. But I've actually come at it a really different way. My favorite jobs ever is waitressing. I love waitressing because my whole life is about this peace and contentment and feeling that I'm enough and everything's okay. So I love gifting that to people in short spurts. You know, I get to interact, I get to be there, I get to manage all these different pieces that are moving around. It's all in a timeline that's condensed and it's exciting and all. So it brings out all these things that make me happy. And then I get to give somebody this moment of peace and contentment. So I don't think you have to work for yourself. I don't think you have to go off and view it as this big life journey and I better put on my backpack and start walking across Canada. You know, I don't think we have to make it into a big deal, because you can live your purpose standing in your kitchen washing dishes if you feel in integrity with how you want to feel. And if you are in touch with and allowing yourself to continually move towards how you want to be in the world. So at the conference, I'm so excited to go there and to see everybody there. It's going to be amazing to see all these virtual people in real life and meet all the people who we interact with in our businesses. So at the talk, I'm going to be talking about alignment. So a lot of us think my purpose is to have a successful business, or my purpose is to help women feel this thing. But I believe that purpose is much, much bigger. It's this much bigger soul's mission. And that as soon as we get in touch with that, then we can plan backwards. We can go backwards through the steps to figure out how to bring that into action. And so during the talk, I'm going to be walking people through those steps, which are create a vision or identify your vision. Figure out what your soul really is working on. Like, what is that big thematic area that your soul's here to explore? So mine's this, I've got a few themes. I've got inner and outer peace. I've got being enough versus not being enough, which touches on self-worth versus maybe externally referencing your worth. And so we figure out what are those themes that I'm really playing out in my life. And most of us know those themes on the negative side because we feel the pain of them. So maybe one of your themes is confidence and insecurity, but you're just feeling the insecure side of it. So we want to get clear that, oh, actually, the really great work you can bring into the world may be on the confidence side of it, because you've explored the shadow side so much that you really know how to move through it. You know what the challenges are, and you're so focused on it that you're going to continue to explore it and move through it. So that may end up being your theme. And then we get a message. So what's my mission within that? So maybe your mission is to help people rediscover their innate confidence. Or for me, it's, help people discover their innate enoughness. I know it's not a word, but it's my word, enoughness.
Yes, that's a good word.
Yeah, thank you. It's enoughness. Yeah. And then once we have that mission, we say, okay, well, what would it even look like to achieve something like that? Like, what's involved with achieving helping people know their enoughness? I mean, that's massive, right? But there are some categories. It's finding people who don't. It's connecting with them. It's creating a way to feel differently and making sure that I stay in that. So there's some self-work there. There's some community building. There's some connections, there's some teaching, like there's all sorts of different things that go into it. And I really want to highlight the self piece of it, because a lot of times we get so focused in our businesses and this conference is for people with businesses on the external output that we forget about our own, how we're living it and how we are being in integrity with our message. So when we think about success or think about your purpose from a strategy point of view, we're coming up with what are all the pieces that are necessary to be in a strategy of your life. And so we look at these different components, and then we can drill it down to, okay, well, what are my goals under creating a group of people who feel like they're enough? You know, how many people do I want to help? What do they look like? How do I want to connect with them? And we can create some really specific goals, and then those goals are achievable. And we may never get to the place where the world is, everybody feels enough and everybody's in a big group hug. I may never get there, but I can break down the pieces to continually work towards it, which is my area, which is your life purpose area. So I'll be walking people through those steps with a bit more detail and better examples, and then giving them an outline of how they can go through it themselves. I have a webinar on this as well on my website if people are interested. So that's what I'm going to be talking about, is that really it doesn't have to be a big drive. Success can come when you align to achieve it. But if we're wasting our time on things that are totally unrelated or draining our energy, or we're acting in ways that contradict what we want, then we're just not doing ourselves any favors. So we want to get everything all in the same intentional path, and then allow our efforts to magnify each other and really create something beautiful.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned something. You mentioned external output. And when I was looking over at your bio, your credentials, your fantastic website at alexispierce.com, I couldn't help, of course, I'm a curious George, right? I want to know why. How did you go from being, hardcore, stay in the lines, black and white, strategy planner for our government, to the free spirit, which I consider life strategist, you're a registered yoga teacher, you're a blogger, you're a fundraiser, you have a radio show. That's pretty free spirit. So since you were able to combat that external output, change it to where you have inner peace and outer peace now helping people, what would you give advice, one piece of advice to someone that is stuck, I will say, use that word even though it may not always apply, but stuck in that color within the lines, black and white structure that has that free spirit going on inside?
Yeah, great question. Thank you. This is big. This comes up with almost every single person I talk to in my business or outside of it, because what we're struggling with is we're looking at what do I have and how do I create something out of what I have? And so the best thing that you can do is to sort of get out of what I call resource-based planning and get to the vision. So use that amazing, powerful imagination you have to create something that makes you feel good, that makes you excited, because that excitement, that drive, that passion will help you get beyond what you think are problems. I think we've probably all had that experience where you're just having a really no good, bad day, and you're stuck on some cruddy little thing that's going on in your life. And then you go out for a run, or you go out and laugh with a friend, and all of a sudden on the way home you go, wait, what was I so upset about? Like, it just changes your perspective when we get back to those good feelings. And so if you're feeling stuck in your life or in a business, then the best thing is to get back in touch with that vision. Why are you doing this to start with? Because that why, that soul piece that is excited by what you're trying to create here, really does excite you. It gets you going. It gets you revved up. And those feelings are going to get you beyond what you think, what you might perceive as a really big problem. Because a lot of times problems aren't really there. A lot of us think, I must need extra education or extra certifications, or, I don't feel like I have enough training in something. But a lot of times that's just us thinking that I don't feel confident. But when you get in touch with what you really, truly want, and you're here to express on a really deep level, that is who you are. So you know, whether or not you're capable or able to do it, because it is you. You can't separate yourself from what your soul's here to talk about. So that gets rid of some of that insecurity. It gets rid of some of that, I've got to check all these boxes before I can do something. Because you already are it. You don't have to do anything else to be what you are other than let it out. Which is why, for me, I've had all these different roles, but they've all been doing the same thing, and I'm just in a process of letting it out more and more and more. So in the government, I did almost identical work to what I do now, but it was for somebody else's mission. It was all the same things of getting people to a big vision and then allowing all the actions to align to that vision so that we use our resources efficiently, which is, of course, what you want your government to be doing. So it's great. But now I just do it on an individual level where I get to talk about, spirit and souls and God and your body and all of this amazing stuff that I didn't get to talk about. But it's the same work. So I really think the best thing is to get back in touch with that really big vision because that is who you are, and use your imagination to remind yourself so that you feel it, which gets you over the insecurity of wondering if you can do it, because it is you. So,
yeah. Well, I know that you have a free book over on your website, alexispierce.com, and that's alexispierce.com. And the title of the book is 8 Ways to Discover Your Purpose Today. And you also mentioned you have a webinar over there, you know, and I saw all kinds of valuable information. I love your Wednesday show, your blog and everything. So tell us where we can find you, what we can expect from Alexis Pierce in the near future.
Thank you. Well, definitely come and find all of us in Seattle at the Be Great Conference, because that's just going to be a fantastic resource, and I'm so excited to be there. And thank you for mentioning my website. I am at alexispierce.com. I blog every single weekday, so if you can't get enough of me, good, because you're going to get a lot of me. It's really helpful stuff on Wednesdays. I share the podcast because I love to share other people's wisdom as well. I'm like you. I love to promote everybody who's doing the work. Like, let's show our universal wisdom and know that you don't have to hold it all yourself. It's not just about you. It's about all of this coming through us. So I love to highlight that in my podcast. And in the ebook, The 8 Ways to Discover Your Purpose, what that does is it gives you 8 really tangible exercises that you can do to start to get yourself out of resource-based thinking or this sort of limited thinking to use your imagination again and to get in touch with what is it that I'm really here to talk about. As much as you can do that by yourself. And the webinar does the same thing. It'll walk you through the very different steps. It'll walk you through the process that I go through with clients, and then the 8 Ways to Discover Your Purpose book actually gives you some exercises to go and test it out and explore and play around. Some of them are pretty fun. And you get to learn a lot more about me in it because I use all my examples. So it's a fun book. So thank you.
Awesome. All right, baby girl. Well, thank you for coming to Mama Shar's house today. And I look forward to physically meeting you for the first time at Be Great Conference, October 23rd, 25th in Seattle, Washington.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. And I love everything you do. So thank you.
Thank you, baby girl. You be blessed. All right, there you go. Alexis Pierce, life strategist, spiritual cheerleader, and yogi. Go check her out. Get the free book. It's free. There's no reason. Don't give me excuses. You know, Mama Shar don't like that. There is absolutely no reason for you not to go over there and see the 8 ways to discover your purpose today. And I know through the emails that I get and contacts through Facebook, that seems to be, I have to agree with Alexis, that seems to be the one reoccurring question everyone has. What is my purpose? What do I do? How do I do it? That kind of stuff. So there is 8 ways to discover your purpose right over there at alexispierce.com. And also, don't forget, if you're wanting tickets for the Be Great Conference, October 23rd through the 25th, beautiful hotel in Seattle. I can kind of buy one, get one free if you hit me up and mention this podcast. I'll be glad to share my wealth with you. So find out further information at begreatcon.com. That's BEGREATCON.com. And that's about all I have for you guys today. Monday, I have another guest on. Next week, we're supposed to have 3 in a row, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. More Be Great speakers. I'm really boosting this because I think we need it. By golly, you know, if I had known what I know now when I was in my 30s and 40s, I don't even know where I'd be right now. Y'all think I'm hard-handled now? Oh, my goodness, I don't know what I'd do. So I'm pushing Be Great because we need to be great, right? So anyway, before I sign off, you know, I have to tell you a second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. It doesn't say that the neighbor has to earn your love, has to prove your love. God said, love your neighbor as yourself. So before I sign off, I have to tell you I look forward to your emails. You can find me at MamaShar.com, on all social medias at MamaShar Blessed, hashtag AskMamaShar. Welcome your emails. Everybody has issues in life, and I love giving my 2 cents worth for free. So you guys take it for what it's worth. So I love y'all. Y'all be safe, be blessed, and I'll catch you next time.